Welcome to another bonus short lecture from the History Teachers Talking Podcast, where Tom or I will lecture on big topics in little time. For more information, you can visit us at www.historyteacherstalkingpodcast.com or visit evergreenpodcast.com. Chess, an intricate game of strategy and skill, has captivated the minds of individuals across the globe for centuries. With its origins rooted in ancient civilizations, chess has evolved into a game that transcends borders, cultures, and time. The precise origins of chess are shrouded in the mists of time, making it difficult to pinpoint the exact birthplace. However, most historians do agree that chess emerged in the Gupta Empire of the ancient India around the 6th century. The game was originally known as Chaturanga and was played on an 8x8 board, mirroring the battlefield and featuring different types of military units. Chaturanga gradually spread to other regions, such as Persia, which is modern-day Iran, and the Islamic world. The Persians adopted the game, referring to it as Shutranj. It then gained popularity among the Arab Muslims during the Islamic Golden Age, where it was played by scholars, nobles, and rulers alike. The Islamic conquests of the 7th and 8th centuries introduced the game of chess to the Islamic world and eventually to medieval Europe. As the game reached Europe, it underwent significant changes, both in terms of rules and visual representation. By the 15th century, the game evolved into its modern form, with the emergence of rules like castling, pawn promotion, and the movements of the queen and the bishop. Chess became a popular pastime among European nobility, and the upper classes especially. It was viewed as a symbol of strategic thinking, intellectual prowess, and refinement. Chess manuals soon began to emerge, providing insights into game strategies and techniques. The 19th and 20th century witnessed the establishment of international chess organizations, the standardization of rules, and the advent of competitive chess tournaments. The first official chess world championship was held in 1886 between Wilhelm Steintz and Johannes Zukertort, marking the beginning of a new era in the game's history. Chess masters like Emanuel Lasker, Jose Capablanca, Alexander Alkhina, and Mikhail Botvinnik dominated the chess scene in the early 20th century, each contributing their unique playing styles and strategies. The 20th century also saw the rise of the Soviet Union as a chess superpower, producing a string of world champions. The digital revolution of the late 20th century and the rise of computer technology revolutionized chess once again. Chess playing computer programs and artificial intelligence such as IBM's Deep Blue and later Google's AlphaZero challenge human players and showcase the immense potential of technology in the game. Chess has not only remained popular among professional players, but has also become widely acceptable to amateurs and enthusiasts of all ages. The internet has facilitated online chess platforms, enabling global connectivity and the opportunity to play against opponents from all corners of the world. Chess has become a game of universal appeal, fostering an international community of players, tournaments, and championships.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.
Chess has transcended its recreational status and found its applications in education. Schools and educational institutions have recognized the intellectual benefits of chess, incorporating it into curricula to enhance critical thinking, problem-solving, and cognitive skills. The history of chess is really a testament to the enduring appeal of the captivating game. It originated in India, then spread across civilizations, evolved through the centuries, and captured the imaginations of individuals from all walks of life. There are a few interesting facts about chess that you may not know. For example, William Claxton's 1476 book entitled The Game of Play of Chess holds the distinction of being the second work ever that was printed and published in the English language. Another fact, it took 269 moves to conclude the longest official chess game. In 1989, Ivan Nikolic and Goran Arsovic engaged in what became the longest ever chess game, played in an official tournament in Serbia after 269 moves. The game finally ended in a draw. Though some sources claim that the longest possible game is 5,949 moves, others have calculated that it is as much as 8,848 moves. Regardless which one of these calculations you choose to believe, the number of moves for the longest possible chess game is indeed truly impressive. Though it is a point of fact that the queen is the strongest player in a modern game of chess, this was not always the case. It was during the reign of Spain's Queen Isabella that the queen on the chessboard took up her current position as the strongest player in the game. Prior to this change, in the late 15th century, when Isabella rose to become Europe's most powerful woman, the queen was only able to move a single square at a time. It was Isabella's rise to power that inspired the rule change that allowed for the queen to move in all directions. As mentioned before, it's not really a secret that Russia has produced more chess grandmasters than any other country. In fact, they produced a total of 227 chess grandmasters. The longest reigning world-class champion in history was a German chess player and mathematician named Emanuel Lesker. He held the title of world champion for an incredible 27 years, from 1894 until 1921. Well, that's just about it. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's lecture. Tom and I will be back next week with another full episode. I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast, and if you would like to email us, you can do so at historyteacherspodcast@gmail.com.
Mad Magazine.
Advertising mascots.
B movie posters.
And cartoons.
Oh yeah, can't forget cartoons.
If you get the funky connection that ties these pop culture gems together, you'll dig two designers walk into a bar.
See, we're a couple of creatively curious pals living between the bookends of grand museums and dive bars.
Hey, you know the place, the sweet spot where highbrow and lowbrow become drinking buddies.
So join our barroom chats as we talk influential work and uncover stories of how the familiar became iconic. Think behind the music for the stuff we love.
Check out our website at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
And listen wherever you get your podcasts or visit evergreenpodcasts.com.